Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you guys on board on a Tuesday evening, a full 4 hours of the show. We are locked and loaded. The official six-month run of Fan After Dark is underway. We kicked off last night. We had a show ready to go for you, and then Chris Young and Bruce Bochy had other ideas as they decided we are mutually agreeing to part ways, and therefore we gave you a little snippet of what we did over at Mavericks Media Day, but we'll get more into that today. Play some of the audio as we got a chance to sit down with Cooper Flagg, Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington. We tried Anthony Davis, and I am going to hold that L. I thought about it last night on the way home as I was driving home after the show last night, you know, and it was funny because I got a brief, and I do mean a brief, second wind as I was driving home. And then as soon as I walked through my apartment door and saw my couch, that wind was gone. The wind was gone. In fact, I watched one episode of the Larry Sanders Show and was promptly asleep at around 00:05. So...
Is that 12:05?
That's 12:05.
Look at me.
For those of you scoring on the 24-hour clock, I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the reigning phenom for now. Now, when will there be the new phenom? We don't know. We do know that there could be. There might be.
Is there a possibility?
There's three of them that are in the running for it. But until then, pound for pound. And I guess I forgot that it was Tank Top Tuesday.
It's okay.
I mean, I am wearing a wife beater underneath this shirt.
Go ahead and take it
I mean,
off.
We could go that route. You know, look, your boy got a swole on today at the gym.
Nice.
As well. Shout out to Recomp. Did you?
No.
No.
No, it was a grind day.
Okay.
I was just putting together all the audio, making it all match up. Had to apologize to my gym partner for not being at the gym today.
That's fair.
But you got to
make that work.
Yeah.
You know, but the only thing I will say in your defense, it is a 20-minute drive.
It's a 20-minute drive. Woke up a little bit later than I wanted to.
Yeah.
Had to get some food, and then I was like, I got to get this content out. I promised the Tolos and Fatties yesterday
you did.
That I would have it out today.
And I appreciate that.
And if
about
I didn't
you.
Do that, then I'd be a liar.
And you don't mind lying, but just about, you know, more, you know, smaller things,
smaller
inconsequential
things.
For instance. So say that three times fast, inconsequential.
Consequential. I don't know if I can say it one time.
Shout out to Bobby Belt, Fatty, Texter Extraordinaire here on 105 Through the Fan. You were up for G-Bag of the Day today.
Whatever.
You were up for G-Bag of the Day. Did not win, but nonetheless, you were up for it. So congratulations. That's 2 weeks in a row. Somebody from the Fan After Dark has been up for G-Bag of the Day.
We're just
so
a content.
We're getting back G-Bag. Into the swing of things. We are getting back into the swing of things. We're excited about it, and you should be too. We got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass in the one, twos, and threes. Ross, how are we?
Good. I was just telling y'all before we got the show started, I moved last Saturday, so
geeked.
I've just been doing a lot of that. You know, it's so funny. I don't know, like, what's y'all's philosophy with, like, moving, because for me, I had to buy, like, a lot of furniture and namely build that furniture.
A little IKEA action, huh?
Exactly. So, like, I was a little torn between, like, do I go ahead and build it and then move it as it's completely built? Or do I keep it in like the shipping box before it's been built, which it's easier to move, but then it also comes with having to build it once you're also starting to move into the new place. So yeah. That's kind of the dilemma I've been in, but just building a whole bunch of furniture, getting settled in. Moved in on Saturday, and it's coming together really, really nicely.
I would say build when you get to the new place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no. You build. I mean, it's you want that vibe. You want that energy. You want that aura, right? I mean, that's your new crib. That's the new furniture. And plus, you don't want to carry any extra thing than you don't have to, right?
Yeah. Moving's already hard enough.
And let me tell you right now, don't sleep on the, and I mean this in the figurative sense, not the literal sense, don't sleep on the IKEA couch, all right? I had one for roughly 6 years. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wore that thing out, literally and figuratively.
Okay.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. You were in the Green Bay locker room on Sunday night.
Correct.
Did you hear when Micah was complaining that, you know, there was a lot of disrespect, but that, you know, he didn't appreciate Jerry's disrespect as no. far as the things he had done.
No, Micah, I was in the locker room, and Micah was talking to, like, the offensive lineman to my left, and he was more so complaining about not getting calls in the game.
Okay.
It was more about, like, this should have been a call, that should have been holding. Also, on the flip side, y'all, the Packers, he's talking to the Packers, obviously, shouldn't have been called for holding on them. Like, just pretty much complaining about the refs and using cuss words. I didn't hear him in the 5, 6, 7 minutes I was in the locker room talking about Jerry with the Cowboys. Just ball talk about how stuff should and shouldn't have been called and complaining about calls.
Yeah, that was one of the things. And I read an article today that, and this might, I don't know if this was from yesterday. Yeah, I think it was when it was talked about on Sean and RJ, when he does his weekly hit, and he had, you know, hey, I got a respect for Micah, and then hit him with the butt. And this is from John Machota's article in the article today, and basically said, hey, he told me to lose his number. And so this, the back and forth between these two and what it's devolved into. Now, I got to believe now that this game's over, and now that when, you know, we'll forever wonder why there's ties. Have you gotten as much feedback from buddies and friends of yours and people that you talk ball with who are just mystified about the thought of a tie? I mean, the tie's been around the NFL for a long time.
Yeah, the tie, I've seen plenty of ties in the NFL. It just usually is not a Sunday night football, high profile, a bunch of eyeballs on. It's usually a noon game between Tennessee.
And it involves the Browns.
And the Colts and Browns. And nobody even cares.
Nobody cares.
Fred, just, you know what I think of when I think of ties? Like, to me, it just screams, who is that coach of the Rams and the Titans forever?
Oh, Jeff Fisher.
It like screams Jeff Fisher to me, because it's just like you didn't get the win, but you didn't get the loss. You just like, yeah.
Very Jason Garrett-esque. 8-8. Yeah.
Just like your 81-81 2025 Texas Rangers.
Mm. Yeah, so a lot of folks are outraged, upset. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, but there's always been ties.
And you know what's kind of crazy? What I've realized, social media, texting people, interacting with people in real life, being here at the station, whatever it may be, just being Blake, that there is not as much outrage over this Micah trade the more time goes on.
There isn't?
There is not.
No.
The day it happened, lot of outrage, confusion, what is going on? And then the more you read, the more you listen to 105.3 The Fan, the more you get more insight and you hear both sides of the story. You see what Micah said. You see how the Packers are playing, Cowboys are playing, yada, 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 until Sunday. There wasn't that many people that I interacted with, like I said, whether it's texting or in person, that were like, man, we should have Micah. Jerry doesn't know what he's doing, blah, 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 blah. People are saying the defense is bad in general.
Yeah.
But people are not like, you know how people react to the Luka trade, or just, you can think of it, just any other trade in the NBA or NFL. The Micah trade, the more days go on, people, I think Tolo's listening right now, are fine without Micah Parsons. It's not this huge ordeal. People were watching the game, I feel like, on Sunday night. I know the storyline going into it.
Absolutely.
The game was going on, there wasn't a gajillion tweets about Micah should be on the Cowboys or Micah's dominating, because he didn't dominate that game. He gets the quote-unquote sack, which we've talked about wasn't really a sack.
Wasn't really a sack.
Dak joked about it. It was a good play, though. I mean, it saved
a touchdown, 100%. I mean, there's no mistake about that. But again, I like you said, I mean, you know, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We put a bow on, because we didn't really get a chance to talk about the Cowboys game much last night and recap our thoughts on it, just because we had, because of the Bochy news. But we'll put a bow on that, and then we'll start talking about the Jets on Wednesday. But look, you and I were locked in watching that game. I mean, at no time, and you and I talked about this briefly last night.
He still won. Like, don't get it twisted. He still won on some pass rushes.
Oh, I mean, hey, look, did he still cause some discomfort? Absolutely. I mean, he's Micah freaking Parsons. Yeah. I mean, that's what he's going to do. But was he a game wrecker on Sunday night? Absolutely not.
Especially against an injured offensive line.
Well, that was my point.
We're going against the Chargers or Eagles O-line.
You were down three O-linemen at one point, all right? I mean, let's call it what it is. You were down broad. I mean, you were down your starting center. You were down your starting right guard. Now, I do feel, dare I say, vindicated in some way that I think it speaks to a couple things. One, Brock Hoffman might be the best backup lineman in the NFL.
And it's funny that you bring it up because it's been a talking point through the socials and different sports media. There's not very many good backup O-linemen in the NFL. We kind of have an O-lineman problem.
No, there's a dearth of offensive line talent in the NFL.
The moment one of your starters goes out, almost every team across the NFL, you see a hit at that position when the backup comes in.
You might have one, maybe two good backup linemen, but, I mean, you know, look, the Commanders have been dealing with it this year. I mean, hell, they've already shuffled their right guard spot a couple different times. Cincinnati's just a dumpster fire. So, I mean, you got, and then the Texans.
Just trading people
they're away. They're trading their guys away, which, you know, I mean, they did beat the awful Tennessee Titans the other day, so take that for what it's worth. But we'll take a look here. But Brock Hoffman, I don't know that he would even take a contract if they offered it to him right now, because why would you? Because if he goes to free agency, I mean, he's proven now. Again, it's two games now. We'll have to wait and see. But let's call it what it is. He's going to be your starting center for the next 6 weeks.
And this is a sentiment that our fan teammates have brought us up, and we just got texted it in as well. Brock Hoffman is good usually for a couple weeks. He did his last year, and then starts to fade off after a while when teams get film on him, know how he plays, yada, yada, yada. The backupness in him starts to show. I hope that's not true. I hope Brock Hoffman keeps playing at the level he's playing at until Cooper Beebe is able to come back and he can continue to show why he is a starter in this league or one of the higher backups. But I will just say tread carefully with Brock Hoffman, just because we've seen this before. Look good for a couple weeks, trend down after a while.
But you say that. I mean, look, he manned that right guard position the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. All right? I mean,
couple weeks wasn't great. That's what I'm saying.
Against who?
I don't remember the exact teams. They didn't make the playoffs the last three, four games of the year. Like, I'm saying, he started off great. I'm not saying he was bad. Like, you need to bench him. I'm just saying he wasn't at the level. Remember when he first took it over? This, you don't need to draft a right guard. Just put in Brock Hoffman, and then the last couple weeks, you saw the Cowboys obviously agreed with that sentiment and drafted a right guard at 12th overall. So,
well, I mean, look, he was an undrafted free agent, right? I mean, he's in his third year in the league.
I'm not making fun of the guy. I think he's a great backup. I'm just saying, I mean, if he wants to show that he can be a consistent starter, that would be great. I would be all for it. I'm just treading carefully before I crown him and say, like, BB Booker, take your time. We're set. Brock Hoffman's all right. You know, he's one of, if not the best backups in the league, but still a backup nonetheless.
No, I mean, I get that. I'm just saying, I don't think you're in a big rush right now. As long as he stays healthy, you're good there as far as that goes. I thought TJ Bass played pretty well on Sunday night. I guess what I'm saying is, for what you're dealing with right now, what we thought. But here's the other thing, too. Clayton Adams and Cooper Riley are pretty damn good at their job. I don't know that we've given enough credit to those two guys and the job they've done through the first 4 weeks of the season. I mean, look, you got Nate Thomas who stepped in. Tyler Guyton looks better so far this year. Now, look, Terrence Steele, friend of the program, let's call that. But as far as, you know, great run blocker, question marks as far as his pass blocking is concerned. Maybe not the best pass blocker in the world. We'll see what happens as the season goes on. You got to beat the Jets on Sunday. The Jets are not a good football team. You know, that's not a good football team in any way, shape, or form. Brock Hoffman's only 26. Didn't Micah have 10 pressures? That's very good. I mean,
who do you think
did
were
he?
The what do you think were the five highest graded defenders versus the Packers per PFF? Five highest graded. Just talking about the defense.
I mean,
DN, corner, DN, safety.
I don't even know. Would it be? I mean, I guess Marshawn Nealon maybe?
No, sir. James Houston, highest rated.
James Houston, okay.
89.3, pretty high grade.
Okay.
You want to guess who the corner was with an 83.3?
Ready. It's Reedy Stewart. Trayvon?
Correct. Trayvon Diggs, your second highest graded defender versus the Packers. I thought he had a pretty good game. Another DN with a 72 flat. So a big jump, 10-point drop to third place. Obviously not many defenders are going to be rated
you
highly.
You Trayvon Diggs had a good game?
The best out of the corners. I thought he had a decent game.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought Trayvon Diggs had a good game on Sunday night.
I did. I think, did Josh Jacobs put him in the dirt and make him look stupid on a couple of run plays? Yes. But he's also not a middle linebacker. Like,
I mean, I get that. He doesn't want to tackle. Trayvon Diggs is not trying to tackle anybody.
But there's more that goes into that. I'm just grading his tackling, yeah, I'd give him a pretty low grade. But his coverage is more so what I'm referring to. Who do you think the third DN was? Or third player that is a DN? It's one of your boys.
One of my guys?
Yep.
Fowler.
Try again.
No. Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney, 72 flat. And then the next two players was Malik Hooker, 68.4.
There's no way. Can we take PFF seriously at this point?
Just going off PFF. And Wanya Thomas.
What are they watching?
At a 66.
What are they watching?
Those are your five highest graded defenders.
Look, and with all due respect, This defense has given up 1,200 yards.
No. It's not passing. Saying the defense was good, Fred.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying.
To the rest of the defense.
I don't know that you can say anybody was good when this defense gives up. They've given up 1,200 passing yards in 3 games.
I wasn't saying anything were good. They got to put five players, whoever's the highest. Whoever the bottom five for your Cowboys, the worst graded defender was Maris Leofau with the 37.2. Right above him was a Sam.
What was Maris doing on that?
All of your linebackers look lost.
They did.
But like PFF is looking at maybe some of the plays that we're not looking at and how they fill the hole. It's not always just like who missed a tackle. It's not just
I mean, I get all that. I don't understand and what Maris was doing on that.
Sam Williams, second lowest graded player, 40.6. Right above him, this is not good to see. This guy was balling at the beginning of the year. Solomon Thomas, 48.1. Third worst rated defensive player.
Yeah.
Then right above them at 4 and 5, Shamar James, who got his first NFL game in place of Damone Clark.
Yeah.
49.8. And then your fifth worst rated defensive player for your Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. It is the new cornerback that you just signed to a big money contract at a 51.7.
Deron looked terrible.
Deron Bland.
Deron did not look good. Deron did not. I mean, they made Romeo Doubs look like Sterling Sharp on Sunday night. That was rough.
Bobblehead boys.
I mean, it was just bad all the way around. I mean, the entire secondary. And we go on and on about that. You mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, though. We caught up with him on Sunday night. He wasn't in the most talkative mood in the world, but your boy was able to coerce an interview out of him. We also talked to Dante Fowler, and we talked to Brock Hoffman. You want to talk about a tale of three folks as far as the locker room is concerned. We'll hear from that. We'll give you our media day coverage from yesterday that we were excited about. And like I said, we got Cooper Flagg audio we're going to get to today. We got Daniel Gafford audio. We got PJ Washington. We'll also do a little NFL stack. We've got a fair foul. We've also got a couple news segments that we're breaking out today. iRobot, AI, it's taking over the world, right? And so, but it's not all doom and gloom. We'll do AI, iRobot later on the show. And then high school reunion, that's going to go down at 9:20. Why? Because nobody does high school football quite like the DFW. So when we come back, he was obviously ranked high by PFF, whatever that means, but was he happy with his ball game? And had any of these guys ever been in a tie before? We catch up with these guys in the locker room after the game on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. That's Blake. That's Ross. I'm Fred. This is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After dark. Well, I was let go from my memorabilia job today. Short-lived. We did one live stream on Saturday, and we sold no memorabilia the entire time.
Let's go. Give it up for Fred. Everybody who's listening right now, I want you in your car to clap it up for Fred, who did an entire 63-minute show.
I talked for 63 minutes straight.
And how much did y'all sell? Give me a number. Give me a number. Be for real.
I just said we didn't sell a single thing.
So like one, like not a lot?
What part of we didn't sell a single thing did you not pick up on? Not one thing.
Zero.
Dude, we were giving
clap
away,
it up in your car right now.
We were even given $50 off.
Wow.
Nothing.
People were like, we're good.
We had 100 people on that stream.
And they all listened to you and didn't want any part of it.
Wanted no part of it. And I thought I was convincing enough to get them to buy.
I need a new tip. My earbud tip is...
Yeah.
It just fell off.
Just look, the tip? That's all you need?
No, literally, look.
Wow.
There's no more cushion. Well, my birthday's on Friday. Though. Anybody
Nothing
listening
else.
Wants to give me some new...
Hate when that happens.
Some sure...
Just go get you some $10 ones like
dude,
I do.
Come on.
You know what? I'll get you some $10 Sonys. I'll get you some $10 Sonys.
You keep them.
No, I'll give them to you. It's your birthday on Friday.
These were $120.
Okay, well, you can hold on to these $10 ones until you get some nice ones.
We'll crowdfund.
Have a little
this
backup.
Is disgusting. I can't do it. Am I going
to
no headphones?
Look, I may not be the right one to crowdsource because obviously I can't sell memorabilia, so I don't know if I can get you any money for some new headphones. What a day. But we tried. I mean, hey, I wanted people to buy this memorabilia, but maybe it's an indication of the economy. That's what I'm going with.
The recession indicator.
That's it. You know what? That's a good call by you. This has less to do with Fred and more about the economy. The tariffs are hitting people in the pockets, okay? And
because dude.
Someone said they would have bought. Someone just texted that in.
They would have bought? Go to sportsmarketsusa.com and tell them, hey, I'm buying this in honor of Fred Davis.
Just giving out more free advertisement, huh?
I mean, they did advertise. That was who I did the read
know.
For.
I know.
So, I mean, I wouldn't call it free. I mean, they've done a couple. I just never did any live reads for them. Maybe that was the problem.
Wow, you sound really crispy now.
Maybe that was the problem. It's amazing. No wonder you were half checked out of that last segment.
I'm always
nothing like
in.
Watching you stare into your phone as I try to talk to you, and you're just
trying
totally
to get PFF
unplugged.
Numbers for you, bro. To make you mad. You gonna play your audio? It's long. It's your time. It's your time to play it.
This was Jadeveon Clowney after the game on Sunday night.
Wait, real quick. Was this about what you expected to be, or just, you know?
Yeah, I guess. We're going to win them games, though. It's still excitement to be down here in Dallas. Prime time is crazy here, so yeah. That's what I expected.
Have you ever been involved in a tie before?
I don't think so. I can't remember. I've been there so many years, I can't even remember. So not like that with no prime time. Hell no, never.
How'd you feel you did today, having, you know, getting back into it?
It was rough. You know, you want to make plays. You just want to make plays for your team and be in position and trying to get the field for it and get back into the groove. That's my first game since last season. So it's only going to get better from here. So that's how I think.
Look, pass rush-wise, it felt like this was the closest I've seen this team in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You're no stranger to this, all right? What can you bring from a pass rushing standpoint, whether it's on the field or just talking to guys on the practice field or in the meeting room?
Just what I know about how to get to the pad rush, some moves I learned, and just being on the same page with the guys out there, so we'll be on a rush plan together and just trying to execute it on a high level. And today we did a little better than we did, but we still have some plays out there we want to do better, so we got a lot of work to do.
You encouraged?
Yeah, I am. I'm like I said, this is my first week. I know I'm going to get better from here, and all I got to do is keep working, and it's going to work out for me. It always have, and I feel like it's going to continue to do that.
Jadeveon, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Thank you.
Shout out to our boy Jadeveon Clowney, who was putting on his bling while we were talking.
How big was the chain?
It's pretty good size. He had a pendant, but it was his kid's. He had JC on one side, you know, blinged out, gold, diamonds, what have you. And then he had JC on one side. And then on the other side, it was a picture of him and his kids.
What did you learn from that interview? What did you learn about Jadeveon Clowney or about the game that you wouldn't have other got if you didn't get that audio?
Jadeveon's a lot more locked in than I thought he was going to be.
Mm.
Okay. Like, here's the thing. I remember interviewing Jadeveon Clowney when he was early on in his NFL career. Now, granted, he's been in the league now, what, 19?
Did he recognize you?
He did not, but he did.
We'll just say he did. We'll just lie.
Well, let's put it this way. I did say, hey, look, because he'd already shot down Jacine Anderson.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And he was like, I ain't doing an interview. I said, come on, bro. I know. I talked to you in Houston. All right, man. Boom.
Get in here, white boy.
Come on,
white boy.
Come on, Cooper Flag. Let's go. But no, I was.
Someone said, why does it sound like there's a big air hockey match going on in the background? That's all Cowboys audio. Just with the locker room. That's just what it sounds
like. That's just it, man. I mean,
there's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot going on. I mean, that locker room is hype, no matter whether it's the win or lose.
Yeah.
You know, guys are, you know, and I will say this. And you and I talked about this going in. You never know. I mean, a win, everybody's talking. Okay? A win, everybody. I don't care what the deal is. People are talking. A loss, pick and choose. Mm-hmm. All right? Now everybody's going to, you know, you got your usual suspects. I mean that in a good way, of people that'll talk. A tie, especially when you've given up 40 points. Surprisingly enough, every defender was willing to talk.
Wow.
They really were. Now, this is Dante Fowler.
Now,
by the way, okay, and maybe you could appreciate this. Trying to, because look, here's the thing. I would just want to paint this picture for the folks at home, okay? It's easy enough when you watch the game to say afterwards, wow, that defense sucks, okay? It's a little bit different when you have to carefully word that to the guys who just weren't very good.
Who were a part of the defense.
Who were a part of the defense sucking, okay? And you can't just say, wow, you guys suck today.
That's,
what happened?
That's what every fan...
That's what fans are saying in the car. Yeah. That's what you're saying to your boys. That's what you're tweeting out and texting in the group chat.
Yep.
But you can't go up to Jadeveon Clowney or Dante Fowler or, you know, hey, man, you weren't really good tonight. Tell us why.
Thoughts?
You know.
Your thoughts?
When I was out in East Texas, we covered a football team that just went winless one season. And I would always start off the interview with another tough outing. And I think that's the way you have to word it, is you just have to very carefully, exactly what you were saying, tiptoe around, just being like, so that was terrible.
When, by the way, this is the first time I've talked to Dante Fowler. I don't think anybody's talked to Dante Fowler yet this year. Okay. At least nobody from the fan. All right. Not that there's really been a reason to talk to him. Right. Other than, hey, you've been doing this a while. You were the guy that was supposed to come in. Here's me tiptoeing around Dante Fowler.
All right, how you feeling?
I feel good, man. I can't complain. I just wish we would have ended with a victory, but other than that, I can't complain. I'm glad my teammates finished healthy.
Worst thing. Look, you're used to getting to the quarterback. All right. What's holding this team back right now from getting the quarterback? I felt like today was probably the best we've seen from the pass rush, but it just feels like we're still not over that hump yet.
Right. I would just say ultimate belief and just believing in your rushes. I feel like we got a group of guys who can rush the quarterback and get to the quarterback. I just feel like we just don't believe that we can right now. We're just looking for guys and looking for somebody to save the day, but we got to be a man and own up to what we have going on and just look ourselves in the mirror and decide, like, no, I'm going to be the one to make the play. I'm going to be the one to go and get the quarterback down. I just feel like guys are waiting because we're used to, you know what I mean, Micah coming and making the plays, but he's not here no more.
Yeah.
So now we're just like looking around for that guy to come and save the day, but there is no guy here to save the day anymore. We're going to go and get it done. It has to be, but with us.
This is the hardest stretch you've ever had in your career as far as getting the passer?
I wouldn't say that. I would say this is definitely one of the most difficult things, but I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, no.
Much has been made about Eberflus. Some people are saying, well, look, it's his system. He hasn't changed it enough to the guys he's got.
Yeah.
It's communication issues.
Yeah.
What does Dante Fowler say?
I wouldn't say any of those things are an issue. Flus is doing a great job getting us ready to go and getting us ready to play. I would just say that really things aren't just lining up, but hopefully they can click soon. Yes, sir.
Look, you guys have an offense that's top five, top six. You're without CeeDee Lamb, one of the best wide receivers. This team's really defense clamping down from this thing being a solid playoff team.
Yeah.
What needs to happen for y'all to kind of slow things down and take that next step?
We just need to look within and do what we need to do to win games. We need to stand up and do what we need to do to finally get people down and win the games that we can win. Sir, thank you.
So
I was so distracted by Pop Smoke talking right there.
There's a lot going on back there.
I'm just saying, now I'm talking about Dante Fowler. He's got a deep old voice.
Well, and you know, it's hard to start off when he says, "Hey, man, you know, feel good."
Wrong emotion. Wrong answer.
Okay, everybody feels good. But he's a veteran. I mean, you know, he's saying the right things. But your thoughts on the we need to look within. Everybody's looking around waiting for another guy to make a play. I thought that was very telling, though, and I appreciated his candor.
Well, first of all, shout out to you getting the great interview. It's not easy. I'll say this. I'm in the locker room a lot of times with Fred and without Fred, and it's a lot harder than it looks trying to tell the player that didn't play well, why did you not play well, and elaborate on that and not just give a five-second answer. Because they could do, yeah, I didn't play well.
Did you appreciate my tiptoeing around?
I did. At the beginning, I didn't know if you were going to get a question out. You were like, not playing well, team. And then I love how you said the team's pretty much good except for the defense. Offense, top five, top six, no CeeDee Lamb, put up a 40-burger. It's you guys that's holding them back from being a playoff team. Your thoughts, Dante? What does Dante Fowler say about that?
We just gotta put it together. We gotta make the plays. The guys are here. I wouldn't blame Flus.
What did you think of that?
I thought you did a good job being PR, and he did a good job being PR.
Yeah,
but yeah, you do have to look with them because they've got all the pieces. It's as far as like on the defensive line front. It's no one. We didn't look at it. Defensive line and go, man. There's no way you can generate any kind of pass rush. You've got the worst D-line in all of football. We're like,
Thought the D-ends with anything. Like, okay, yeah, you're losing Micah, but hell, if there's a depth, if there's a position of strength, we said this before the season.
Defensive line. Now, I was a little bit more bullish on the whole defense, but the defensive end group, I said, that's the deepest group on your team. Out of the corners,
yeah,
linebackers.
Is it bullish or bearish? I think bearish is what you would.
I think it's bullish.
No, bullish
means bullish.
Bullish means you feel good about it. Bearish means you don't feel good about it.
I mean, if that's a thing, I've never heard bearish before.
Yeah, no.
I've bullish never heard mean, bearish
no, if you're on. Bullish on something, you're good. You feel good about it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you weren't bullish on the defense. Okay. You were bearish about the defense. You literally said,
okay, I was bearish.
Yeah,
maybe that's another bearish. Word.
Yeah.
Look at you just finna explode. You're
No, because I remember specifically.
No, I know I said the defense.
Because you were right. Because I was like, oh, this is you. Because you were very adamant. Oh, this is a bottom five defense. I mean, look, I'm not. Look,
look where we're at.
No.
I might have given him too much credit.
No. You were.
Might be them and the Dolphins back every week.
I was about to say bottom three sounds good.
You're not wrong. I mean, this defense is tough.
You want to play your Brock Hoffman?
Okay. So we've heard Jadeveon. We've heard from Dante, all right? Very monotone, very kind of like, you know, saying all the right things. Here's Brock Hoffman. You got the two guys that gave up 40. Here's from the guy that scored 40.
Brock, can I house just real quick?
Because right, I had to adjust. I was like, oh, wait, they actually played well.
Right now. Nobody really gave you a chance at all against Green Bay. Just kind of right now, what's the feeling overall?
Me personally, I'm upset. I wanted to win. Obviously, you don't want to end in a tie. But when you look at it, you know, you put 40 points on the Packers. Obviously, people talk about them being a good defense. But, you know, we felt like no matter who goes in for our offensive line, we have a standard, and that's the way we're going to play, too.
You have stepped in. You haven't missed a beat. Let's put it this way. You haven't missed a beat. But as far as, like, you know, Cooper goes down, nobody wants to see that. But when you stepped in, have missed a beat. How's your overall game feel right now?
You know, I feel like I'm playing pretty good. Obviously, there's some things I need to clean up, but, you know, it's second start to the year. It's September football, and, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and trying to figure out those little details that I need to fix and just keep working from there.
No sacks for Dak today. I think the last I saw in late fourth quarter before we went down to the field, he had one, maybe two quarterback hits. How does that as a unit feel, considering, you know, you're missing Booker?
Damn good, because it's a good pass rushing unit. They got some good guys in the D-line that can really pass rush, but I felt like we took advantage of them in the run game.
Did you and Micah have any trash talking going on today?
No trash talk. I had my hands on him one time to give him a little shove, and he bitched at the ref, but other than that, that was it.
Overall, what's kind of the, like I said, most everybody I've talked to said they have never been involved in a tie before, so it's kind of like this weird feeling of, like, you're not happy, but you're not sad either. What do you take from today as a group? You're 1-2-1. into next week?
Yeah, I think obviously offensively and really as a team as a whole, but I obviously I'm an offensive player. I'm not going to speak for the defense, but you just look at the things that you did well, build off that, look at the things you didn't do well, try to correct that throughout the week, and go attack it. And who do we play next week?
Jets,
yeah, and then apply it to the Jets game, you know.
Hey, appreciate you, brother.
Fantastic job again, Fred. You're getting some text in. Take some cojones to ask the questions that Fred asked. Phenomenal interviewer.
Somebody also did say that someone's going to crash out on me at some point.
That's the risk you take. I mean, you ask good questions. Sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable.
And that's why, look, you go in there. You can't just throw them softballs. Hey, guys, how was tonight? No, I mean, again, it's a give and take. Because I think part of their thing is why they're letting you, because I'm going to tell you right now, outside of Trayvon Diggs, wasn't a lot of one-on-ones being done. Wasn't a lot of one-on-ones being done Sunday night. The two guys that they did a scrum with was Kenny Clark, 10-year guy, so he knows what to say, and Trayvon. Mm-hmm. Not many else out there. So anyway, all right, coming up next, we haven't really had a chance to get any scrums with this guy. Why? Because he's the latest Dallas Maverick, the next superstar, Cooper Flagg. We spent time with him yesterday. Mavs Media Day, Fan After Dark, represent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go anywhere. Let's see. Well done, Fred. I'll take that from the 214. Dak came into my restaurant for lunch today, shook his hand, had a quick chat. Super cool. I mean, hey, he's feeling great right now. Dak's balling.
Dak is balling. Number one in my heart in my MVP ranking.
He's playing at an MVP level right now.
And I love it. I saw a tweet and a TikTok that said MVP caliber Dak, and it was getting all kinds of NFL love from other NFL fans. I just love to see it. Because it is not very often. I'd say 92% of Dak's career, it's been getting hated on. Whether he plays good or not, it's been by other NFL fan bases getting hated on, even his own fan base. And this is a time of year, 4 weeks, small sample size. Where, for the most part, most of the NFL world is like, Dak is balling.
All I'll say is this, and I'm gonna hand, I'll throw it back to you on the Mavericks front. It is extremely difficult to dislike Dak when you see him in the locker room, when you hear him talk afterwards. Yes, can he be a little repetitive? Yes, can he be a little cliche as far as all that goes?
Well, you want your quarterback to be. You don't want him giving you headline news.
Look, you, this much I'll say and I'll shut up. I don't question Dak's desire to win. Dak's going to leave it out there no matter what. And Dak right now is playing. Dak's the reason you're 1-2-1.
Correct.
Okay. All things considered, what's going on.
In a good way.
In a good way. Because right now, that defense, I mean,
you got to put up 38 a game.
I mean, right now, I mean, let's call it what it is. You should have beat the Packers, and you should have beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
All right? This team should be 3-1 right now.
They just love close games other than getting blown out in Soldier Field.
For losing to a Chicago team.
All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg. He got to sit down with Fred and Blake, a little 2-on-1 fast break, and Cooper did his best, and I thought we got to know him a little bit better, some of his personal life, his favorite movies, all that good jibber-jabber. Let's listen to Cooper Flagg sitting down with Fred and Blake at Mavs Media Day yesterday, full, raw, unfiltered, number one overall pick.
So, I mean, look, Media Day, this is, I mean, we're talking about Cooper Flagg. I mean, how surreal has it been going from, you know, we were thinking maybe the Washington, Atlanta, and you're a Dallas Mavs?
It's been surreal. I mean, it's incredible. I'm so blessed, you know, to be here. It's an incredible city, incredible fans, incredible environment, culture. So, No, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
What's something that makes Cooper Flagg happy instantly, whether it's mental, physical, just something that makes you smile instantly?
I think just my family, you know, just spending time with my family, being around my family, and then winning.
Of course.
That as well.
We've asked this to everybody. What's the most interesting, unique, kind of obscure thing in your fridge / pantry? Maybe something that people wouldn't guess, or maybe they would guess. I don't know.
In my fridge?
Yeah.
Pantry?
We've gotten vanilla creamers, French vanilla. We've gotten candy.
Candy?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have anything crazy right now. I need to go shopping. I have it pretty barren right now.
Or even back at your house.
In the house?
Yeah.
Does your mom do your shopping, or who's doing your shopping for you?
I will sometimes. I usually just order like Instacart. DoorDash, Instacart. I really have no idea. I don't think I have anything obscure in my fridge or pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty boring, to be honest.
Okay, you get to do a random 10-minute TED Talk over a subject non-basketball related. What would it be?
Non-basketball related?
Yeah.
It would be about... it would be about...
why you chose Duke over KU?
That's a good idea. Maybe something about like small towns.
Okay.
Just coming from a small town and what it means.
And then last one for you here. Three albums for the rest of your life you get to listen to, and it's kind of a goal for yourself that you giving yourself this offseason.
Three albums. I'm not huge into music, so I'll pass on that one.
Okay.
Or
movies? Movie guy?
Movies. I like movies.
Okay.
Shoot, Harry Potter's, those all count.
That's our first Harry Potter. Got a favorite Harry Potter?
Yeah, I like the very last one. Okay. That one is just such a classic.
Okay.
Or Goblet of Fire, that one's good too.
Yep.
Okay, movies. I'll say Star Wars too. Okay. Like those are like two, just like, you know what I'm saying? You get so much with that. And then I'll say Doom, the two Doom movies. Those movies are fire.
All right, I got to ask you this, because I've talked about this ad nauseum. You're the first American-born white dude to be drafted number one since Kurt Benson in 1977, 48 years. We haven't had a really American-born white superstar since Larry Bird. You've talked about that's a guy that you idolize and look up to. You know, what is that pressure like? Because we know the Lucas, we've seen the Dirks and what have you, but we haven't had a white boy from the States in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... it's a privilege. I look at it as something I can, you know, send a message, you know, to kids. You know, I didn't think that I would be able to do this, and everybody doubted me when I was younger. So just a message. It doesn't matter what you look like, where you're from. Like, you just believe in yourself. Yeah.
That was number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg. Remember, guys, 19 years old?
19?
18.
Is he 18?
I think
he's 19.
I think he's 19.
That's right. He's 19.
19 years old. So still, you know... I mean, this is the first big media day that he's... I mean, the first media day he's been involved with.
No, he is 18.
Is he?
No, he is 18. I'm going to tell you why, because he's exactly a year older than my son. And my son's 17, remember? Because he left school.
He turns 19
at the end of the year, December 21st.
Correct.
Yes.
Because 2006 is crazy.
Yeah, he's exactly 1 year older than my son. So, wow. Yeah, he's only 18 years old.
Yeah.
I tell you what, for being 18, he's got his bleep together.
Yeah, he does. Someone said, do you think he likes brisket sandos?
I mean, I'm sure he does.
Well, let us know what you thought of that interview, getting to know Cooper Flagg. If you want to see the video version of Cooper and just his mannerisms, and I guess mine as well, at @BlakeLive__ on all social media, and you can see it on Twitter, Instagram, and whatnot. But let's hear from PJ Washington, Mr. Stand on Business, Mr. New Contract. He is raw and unfiltered as well. And about half the interview is him and Fred just joking around about college basketball.
Or PJ Washington of the Dallas Mavericks. PJ, what's something that instantly makes you smile, whether it's physical or mental, just brings a smile to your face?
Seeing my kids. Mm-hmm. I think that's first and foremost, and just being able to play the game of basketball each and every day.
What is the most embarrassing or obscure or kind of unique item in your fridge/pantry?
Most embarrassing item?
Or unlikely.
B. Will said French vanilla creamers that he chugs.
French vanilla creamers, that's crazy. Whoa.
And doesn't drink coffee, so that even makes it
yeah, that's, that's yeah.
But he drinks it, so.
I gotta ask him about that. how did that come about? Probably, I mean, I got a lot of candy. I can't even lie to you.
What's your favorite?
I like sour candy. Okay. I like Reese's. I like pretty much every, like, I like nerds.
Sour, sweet type?
Yeah.
You a Smarties guy?
Sometimes. Okay. It just
depends.
That's
some old school Smarties. Yeah.
Sometimes I go into the old school to bring back the kid days. So.
Well, you know Reese's has got like the little, the bars, the, no, the cups. The cups, yeah. Just cups. The standard cups.
The cups, the standard cups, and then I like the smaller cups too.
Okay. You have to give a TED Talk 10 minutes about a random topic. What would PJ Washington choose to talk about? Non-basketball related.
Non-basketball related TED Talk for 10 minutes. Being a dad, changing diapers, nice. That type of stuff.
Love that. Okay, yeah. You get three albums for the rest of your life to listen to. What are those three? Ooh. Only three.
Ooh, wow. I'm trying to think. I'm going to just give you three artists, and then you can just pick the...
Okay.
Probably Future, Drake, and...
What type of Drake are we thinking? Are we thinking new school... Old school, like R&B-ish, or like kind of the new hip-hop-y?
I would say like 2017 to 2019. Drake.
Okay. It's like in that Views kind of.
And then probably Gunna right now.
Okay. That's the second Gunna.
Second Gunna.
B. Will said that?
Yeah.
No, Jaden Hardy.
Jaden Hardy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you're... It's post-game. You get your meal. Mm-hmm. You get to build a perfect meal in your world, whether it's from a restaurant, people cooking in your family. What would that meal be? What would it consist of?
I'll start with a Caesar salad. Maybe throw in some seafood pasta. Probably get a smoothie.
What kind of smoothie?
Strawberry banana.
Okay.
With a little bit of pineapple.
Throw some kiwi in there. That's a pro move. Throw some kiwi in there next time.
I ain't never tried it yet, but I'll try that. Yeah, and then probably throw some steak on the side too.
Okay. Yeah. Medium rare?
No.
Medium well.
Medium well. Yeah.
That's the second medium well.
Your steak medium well?
Yeah.
It's the second medium well we've gotten as well.
Wow. Why?
I don't like too much.
Good on
like
you,
too
Brad.
Much red. Like I can't.
You know you can't get the full flavor though. When you do it like that.
Yeah, but it's like too chewy for me.
He's probably heard that before. I'm sure people have told him that.
I tried it, but it was just it felt too chewy. So
I'm a Jayhawk. All right.
It's okay, we 1-1. I'm 1-1 versus y'all.
We just stole one of your guys, your boy McKinney, in your home state, by the way. Where are we at? What's up, your boy Quote?
It's okay. I mean, y'all gonna see when we play y'all.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Okay.
You're going 1-1 versus a random fan to 11. What's the score?
11-0.
Did they even touch the ball?
No.
Okay. And
no
the last
can,
one.
Can guard me.
Last one to get you out of here. Your personal kind of goal you've given yourself over the offseason, getting ready for this new season, get a new contract. Less about what the coaches, but just kind of to yourself, what's been that goal?
I'd say shoot 40% from three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick, the finals, the playoff run 2 years ago, I mean, that might be the best basketball we've ever seen out of PJ Washington. Last year was a wash. All right, I mean, let's call it what it is. Hollywood couldn't come up with a script like that last year. We've asked Hardy, we've asked B. Will, where is your head at? And just kind of what's the feeling and the vibe around this team right now going into the season?
I think the vibe is great. I think everybody's excited. I think this is our first time seeing everybody in uniform together. So everybody's literally just excited to play against somebody else. I think this past month and a half, we've been playing against each other and beating up on each other. So
we're ready to beat up on somebody else.
Yeah.
Is this team a legit title contender?
Easily. I think so. I think we had the pieces for sure. We had the versatility. We have the youth. We have the great vets that have been there before, so we literally have everything that you need to get there.
PJ Washington, just a bundle
of fun. We did it again.
Love talking to PJ. Got to mix it up with him a little bit, all right? You guys know I'm staying on business when it comes to my Jayhawks, so Duke, Kentucky, I want all the smoke, all right? I want all the smoke. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little NFL stack. A lot of news going on right now. A lot of injuries. A lot of people banged up. Who, what, where, when, why? We'll discuss next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fans After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.